This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. The show where your health is your wealth. Body is more important than just surviving in everything wrong. Those don't want to have. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio to help you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about the choices that we make every single day. The choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. I want you to have great health. That's why I do what I do. That's why we all do it. We do have a great team here, and we want to help you get to that next level. If you haven't checked out the website yet, there is all health, all digital, all on demand for you, for your device, your phone, computer, smart TV, whatever. But we're producing original programming to be able to help you with all areas of your health. And, of course, you can catch radio show here, our television show that's nationally syndicated. You can get all of that. Now, if you haven't had any matcha green tea, you probably hear me talk about green tea like every other breath. I drink it all the time, and it's just one of those things that, of course, I like it, but the benefits of it are amazing. All kinds of studies have been out about green tea. Matter of fact, there's probably more studies on green tea than just about anything else in the natural health world, just because of what it does for your health and how good it is for you. But matcha green tea, one of my favorites. And if you go to matchaorganics.com, you can check them out. But it's all organic, of course. Quality does matter. It always matters. And so you can check them out. It's a tea that I use every single day. Increases mental focus. Great for burning up belly fat. So if you got a belly fat thing going on, the matcha green tea is really good for it. Plus, it tastes good. You can put it in a bottle, shake it up, drink it cold, whatever you want to do. But it's great, great green tea. Love it. Jeff in Boston, he says, I need to increase my vitamin C intake as the cold months are coming up. What is the best way to do this? Well, again, building the immune system is always a good idea, and I'm a big fan. Now, the interesting thing about vitamin C is it's found in mostly fruits and vegetables. Okay. The challenge is that we don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. About 1.5% of Americans eat fruits and vegetables each day and can become a little bit of a challenge. So what do we do? Well, there's a couple things we can do. One of the things we've got to look at, and vitamin C is really, really important to look at for this, is just increasing maybe a piece of fruit a day, or increase 3 to 4 servings of vegetables a day. Blend up some dark green, leafy greens, and smoothies. I mean, little things like that make a big difference when it comes to vitamin C and building your immune system. Now, another piece you can look at, too, is supplementation, which I'm a big fan of supplementation. I like it. It works well with me. And again, with my schedule and my day-to-day, I like the ascorbate vitamin C. It's more of an absorbable form of vitamin C. It adds minerals in there to absorb as well. So I really like the ascorbate vitamin C. You can get that, of course, at our website. Just go to InShapeNetwork.com, and all whole food based, all organic, all that sort of thing. Just check it out, InShapeNetwork.com. But I really like vitamin C. I add that into my own routine. But it's a great way to get it. Supplementation is a great way to get what you need if you're missing it from food. But again, I'm a big fan of making sure that you eat your fruits and vegetables. I mean, I'm really old school like that because we just lean too much on the pill. There's no silver bullet. I mean, I have literally have people call me or email me and ask me, and they say, I want the silver bullet. I want to eat my donuts, and I want the silver bullet. I'm like, it doesn't work like that. It just doesn't. The infomercials might tell you it does, but it doesn't really work like that. So, again, it's about getting foods in your body that you need. And vitamin C is in so much of what we can eat, but we just don't eat. So it's about adding whole, good whole foods, fruits and vegetables back in your diet, and you'll see a massive increase in your immune system and how well your body does. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. We want to see you get in shape physically, mentally, emotionally. Get your body where it needs to be. Get your life where it needs to be. Getting in shape, something my coach used to always tell me when I played sports. It's time to get in shape. It's the off season. Got to get on the in season. So it's time to get in. Question is, are you in? Are you in shape? You ready for your everyday? Are you ready to face what's coming? Because, you know, we are given genetics, but again, it's only 10% of it. If you're eating healthy, doing great with your health, then the chances of health challenges come knocking on your door, pretty slim. Let's go to the phones and go to Dana. Hi, Dana.
Hello. I wanted to ask a question about colon polyps, if there's any natural way to get rid of them other than having an operation and have them removed.
Yeah, it's a tough call. I mean, the colon polyps, one of the things you got to look at is, I mean, when you go to your colonoscopy, they're going to typically remove them if they feel like they can. So that's pretty typical. I mean, there's different theories in alternative medicine, natural medicine for that, but it's not standard of care by any means. Okay, so you can look at proteolytic enzymes and how they can help dissolve cysts and growths in the body. When the body doesn't break proteins down very well, that can happen. But it's one of those things where the GI docs have got it down so well, and the research is so strong with removing the polyps in the digestive tract and in the colon, that it's worth just getting it done. I mean, and sometimes, I mean, if they're benign and they know they are, they just leave them, depending on the location. So it's going to be up to your doctor to kind of advise you on that. But it's not a wasted surgery by any means, and usually they can get it done pretty easily. So I'd just be encouraged on that. But your eating habits, remember, if you're concerned about prevention, kick up your fiber. It's proven. Now, that's proven in the research. About 30 to 35 grams a day of fiber is a good goal. I mean, the average American probably gets 15 grams a day of fiber, which is awful. I mean, if you look at cancer, at the list of what's hot and high on the cancer list, believe it or not, lung cancer is the biggest one. It's like 33%. And then it drops down to colon. So colon's next in line. You got prostate and the others. But, I mean, it's a big deal. So it comes down to our eating. So it's funny because it's not funny at all, but it's interesting. I guess that's a better word. That our environment is what plays the biggest role in the cancers that we deal with. So lung cancer, you've got our air quality, which we're indoors most of the day. And then if you work in the city where the air quality is not that great, then you're getting around that. And then if you smoke, you add that on top of it. But, I mean, really, 33% lung cancer, and then you've got colon, which is next. And that has to do with what we eat every single day. So you look at the different toxins that we're getting in our food supply, water supply, all that. That makes a tremendous difference in what happens. So, yeah, just be encouraged. I mean, all you got to do is put the right kind of food in. It can make a big difference on a regular basis all the way around. But cancer is no joke. And you want to do everything you can with the polyps on the preventative side. It's just, we are what we eat, just like Grandma taught us. My little granny. Love Granny. You are what you eat. I didn't listen when I was little, but I learned as I got older that she was right. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You'll find it there. Coming up, more questions about your health. Plus, we're going to jump in and grab some tips you don't want to miss based on some research for heart health.
Sports
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Now, I'm about to talk about something that's really interesting. I think women are better at this than men when it comes to it, but it's about being in the present for people in your life. And for really for anything, especially for your loved ones, because this is something that I think many people struggle with in different ways. So like all of us, we have full schedules. We can get into a place where you're doing three things at once, multitasking. Multitasking is definitely a better trait with women than men if you look at overall statistics. But when you give your attention to somebody, you need to give your attention to them. It's called mindfulness. And the idea of mindfulness is that life should be lived in the present, not thinking about what's happening tomorrow, what's happening 4 hours from now, especially when you're with people. It's one thing if you're by yourself and you're doing work and you're trying to make multiple things happen. But when you're with people, that's when it's very important to focus for what you're right in the middle of doing. So they did a study it's called the Center for Mindfulness and Medicine, a stress reduction clinic, and it was in Massachusetts, University of Massachusetts Medical School. But they said, here's the deal. They said, here's a couple things that will help you stay focused in the middle of what you're doing. And you probably see this now. Somebody's on their cell phone, right, smartphone, whatever, and they're working on that while they're talking to you and listening to music at the same time. You ever seen that? You ever go to a restaurant, see two people sitting at the table, right? Like maybe a date, and they're both on their phones whole time. Even while they're eating. Eating, holding the phone in one hand, and not even talking. I've seen people sit in a restaurant texting each other, not even talking, while they're working on things on the phone, right? So it's being in present. It really tears me up when I see parents on their phones when they're with their kids. It's like, it's not a good thing. You know, the technology is great, but it's not great for relationships in a lot of ways. So it's one of those deals where being in the present is important, I think especially for parent-child relationships, but really for any relationship. And being in that place. So here's a couple things you can do to keep from multitasking and keeping people kind of alien and or keep from alienating others rather. When you start a task, imagine doing it for the first time. So be curious, feel sensations like you've never experienced them before, and focus. So you focus on being in the present. When you're overcome with emotion, you can take a step back and trace the emotion's origin and duration. Okay, mindfulness teaches that recognition that emotions are fleeting, which helps to reduce fear and anxiety. So if you get to a place where something else is causing you a lot of anxiety, for example, it may be financial stress, or you've got a work project that's due, or a school project that's due, but yet you're trying to spend time with someone, you know, that project or whatever's due or whatever the stress is or lack of whatever you don't have, you have to focus in the moment of who you're with or what task you're at and put that to the side. It does. It makes a huge difference. And I can tell you clinically, you can see this. A lot of people deal with anxiety and stress that they don't need to. I mean, it's brought on by themselves. Many times depression, a lot of times, is brought on by themselves. It's not just genetic. And a lot of times it's life that happens, no doubt, but it can also be a trigger in that regard. So you want to immerse yourself in your immediate surroundings too, not what might be, not what was yesterday, not what just happened when you're driving in, not what might happen tonight, but in your immediate surroundings, where you are right now, so you can focus on that. That'll help. So just a couple little things that can really help bring everything more into perspective is a big key, because being in the present for people in general, those you care about, those you work with, whatever it might be, makes a big difference. And it makes a big difference not just for whatever you're accomplishing in that relationship, but it makes a big difference to the other person, to the person feeling special, for them knowing that you're focused on them. And again, that's a big deal. It's something I think we're losing a lot of today, that we don't have as much of as we, say, had 5-10 years ago, for sure. And you're seeing it. 888-283-7272. Let's get over to Paul. Hi, Paul.
52-year-old former smoker with COPD, and I was hoping for a holistic approach to help complement, you know, the regimen they got me on, you know, with some inhaled corticosteroids and also some nebulizer treatments as needed. I'd sure appreciate any help you folks could offer.
Sure. I mean, I can tell you a couple things that really would help. COPD is, it's a challenge, okay? Because typically when you get COPD, it's like you're waiting your time before you pass on, right? They almost call it a fatal condition. But the big thing about COPD that we're finding now, a lot of promise with COPD, is stem cell therapy. And it's FDA cleared. It's not definitive studies that it completely will, you know, it's okay by all the different medical colleges, especially the American Lung. But, you know, it's one of those things that there are lung centers that are designed just for stem cell therapy, and they're getting great results. In Europe, they've been getting great results for a long time with it. It can repair and regenerate the tissue. Does it work for everybody? No. Are there amazing results that happen? Yes. And so stem cell therapy is a great option for somebody that has COPD. And again, it's not evidence-based yet. I do believe that after enough studies are done, though, it will be. Because it's just an amazing, amazing tool. Now, the other key is to make sure you're always constantly in a place where you want to keep inflammation down, right? So that's your eating habits. Eating habits are a big deal. So the anti-inflammatory-based diet, which is in my book, Empowering Your Health, check that out. You can find a good, simple, easy way to keep the inflammatory foods out of your system and keep it to a place where those kind of foods are at the greater part. And then, of course, the inflammatory type foods, processed foods, are very low. And again, with something like COPD, that's a big deal. I mean, that's kind of your foundation for all of that. Now, the other thing is L-taurine. All right, L-taurine is an amino acid that has been shown to repair and regenerate lung tissue specifically. So if you use L-taurine on a regular basis, it can help repair the lung tissue. And that's a big deal. Because they say once you quit any kind of smoking or whatever, take up to 8 years to repair, completely repair the lung, stem cell therapy.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that a new diplomatic chapter of the U.S.'s engagement in Afghanistan has begun. Blinken making the comments after the announcement that the final military flights out of the country have left Afghanistan. The Secretary of State also announced that the embassy would be moving its operations to Qatar.
As of today, we've suspended our diplomatic presence in Kabul and transferred our operations to Doha, Qatar, which will soon be formally notified to Congress. Given the uncertain security environment and political situation in Afghanistan, it was the prudent step to take. For the time being, we will use this post in Doha to manage our diplomacy with Afghanistan, including consular affairs, administering humanitarian assistance, and working with allies, partners, and regional and international stakeholders to coordinate our engagement and messaging to the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
A CDC advisory group met Monday to discuss the possibility of rolling out a third booster shot of the COVID vaccine for all Americans. That's something the Biden administration has said it wants to do starting in late September. Dr. Annalee Baker is an associate professor of emergency medicine at the NYU Grossman School of Medicine, and she tells CBS News that it may be too soon to tell when most Americans may need a vaccine booster, but that efforts should first be focused on getting the elderly and immunocompromised a third dose.
It does appear as though certainly in the elderly and immunocompromised, a booster shot, as we're calling it, would be helpful in creating greater immunity and protection against the illness. The Biden administration has announced, I think they're trying to roll out booster shots for all in September 20th, if I remember correctly. The CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices met today to discuss this, along with the full FDA approval of Pfizer. And I think the truth is it remains to be seen whether exactly the right timing of the booster shot and whether all Americans need to be rushing out to get the booster shot. Those of us in the field are also concerned about vaccine equity. I think the most important prime concern for all of us is to get everybody their first vaccine series. So, I think certain people, certainly the immune compromised, the elderly, probably healthcare workers are going to be getting these boosters. But, other Americans, I think, should talk to their doctor and follow the CDC and the FDA recommendations.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To find out more, visit the show online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So lifestyle is the medicine. The choices you're making right now, they do matter. The good news is you can make better choices and do great. Check out the website. Have you ever heard of melatonin? All right, so melatonin is something that people take when they can't sleep. So if you walk down any vitamin aisle, you're going to see all kinds of sleep aids. Melatonin has been around for a long time. They say that American U.S. consumers will spend more than $437 million on melatonin supplements in 2017, which is up from $159 million in 2010. So there's a Nutrition Business Journal that gives us those stats. More than 3 million adults and 500,000 children take it. And what it does, I mean, if you have a hard time sleeping, melatonin is part of the serotonin pathway. So serotonin, if you ever heard of that, that's a big brain chemical that helps with depression. And so if taken at the right time, it can help induce melatonin, can help induce you into a deeper stage of sleep. So Australian experts called the increase in use among children alarming. And I would say that too. Because as a child, you should be able to, I don't remember having a hard time sleeping as a kid, ever. Like you just go all day long and you collapse. So a lot of people take it right before they go to bed as if it were a sleeping type pill. And Dr. Michael Bruce, who's a California-based clinical psychologist, specializes in sleep disorders, says it's not that simple. It works that way for some, but not for others. It was discovered in 1958, by the way. So it's a potent hormone naturally produced to regulate our circadian rhythm. And light is the switch that controls it. You know, one of the big keys about sleeping is at nighttime, if you really want to get into a good sleep pattern, you want to cut all the lights down. That's a big one. You maybe just leave a lamp light on. You really want the lights to be down because the brighter the light is, the more it's going to keep the pineal gland, which is the skull gland of the brain, fired up. The more it's fired up, the less you're going to sleep. So it's a big deal. Since the 1980s, though, the dietary supplement makers have built melatonin and made it into a lab, promising it as a sleep aid. It does for some, but not others. So there's been enough studies done on that. But melatonin does work for jet lag. It works from eastward travel. And they recommend taking about 0.5 milligrams of melatonin. And here's the thing. See, it comes in big milligram dosages. So some people are taking like 6 milligrams at a time. It's too much. Because your body produces it still. You don't want to take enough to where it's going to shut down your own production. So 0.5 milligrams 90 minutes before bedtime in the place that you're going to. After a weekend of staying up late, you could do about 0.3 milligrams is a good way to look into that. So, and the higher milligram dosages doesn't mean it's going to work better. Matter of fact, it can do the exact opposite. But we know that for the most part, long-term usage, if it's in small amounts, especially over the age of 40, can be done pretty well. The kids, the issue is for kids. That's the challenge. Whenever something happens, here's the deal. As you age, melatonin levels go down. So for somebody that's 45, 50, 55, and they're starting to have issues sleeping, first of all, 9 times out of 10 when you can't sleep, it's a magnesium deficiency. So by taking magnesium before bedtime, you may find that that does the trick. Because we're so heavily deficient in magnesium, and that relaxes all the cells in the body, relaxes our system, our nervous system, and that's what causes us to sleep well. So that's one thing. But the other piece of it that's really interesting to see with melatonin is that after about the age of 40, we start decreasing the production naturally that we make. And melatonin is important for increasing growth hormone levels in the body. It's just vital for so many different aspects to be hit on. So that's one of the big keys you have to look at in something like this, is to make sure you get everything you need and not using too much of it. Now, melatonin, again, clinically, it's used extremely beneficial for people's sleep issues, but it doesn't work for everyone every time. You just want to keep low dosages. I'm not a big fan of the high dosages at all. You got to maintain exactly what's going on in your own body system and still allow it to produce what it needs to. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Jessica says to us, she says, my husband comes from a family where most of the men end up with Alzheimer's disease. And I know there's foods and different lifestyle methods that you can use. What can you do? Well, a couple things. Alzheimer's is now seeing a pretty strong rise, of course, in diagnoses. But it really comes down to what you eat on a regular basis. The foods that will help support the body with Alzheimer's, especially with any kind of neurodegenerative brain breaking down, for example, condition, is it really comes down to minerals. It comes down also to making sure your body's getting a little bit of everything you need with the healthy fats. So the healthy fats play a big role in protection. We went through that whole phase of low-fat, no-fat type diet. Everybody thinks that if you eat fat, you're going to get fat. It's not true. If you eat the right kind of fat, you'll actually get leaner, thinner. then you will gain the weight. So it's a lot of the excess carbohydrates that are doing that. But with Alzheimer's, they found that, almost 40 to 50% of your overall daily caloric intake, if it's dealing with healthy fats, then you're usually going to come out okay. So that's things like fish oil, avocados, nuts and seeds, whole eggs. Those are all extremely protective to the neurology, to the neurological system. So just a couple of things to think about for sure, because that's a major player, and it does. It makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes just like we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. Our team members can always help you find someone in your area to help, to really take you from where you are to where you need to be. Because you don't need to be stuck. You don't need to be in a tough place. You want to be where you can really thrive and you can really make it. And that's really what this whole thing is about. We want to help you get there. 888-283-7272. Let's get to Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
I've been struggling with a lot of small health issues over the last few years, a lot of fatigue, also depression and digestive problems. And I've tried a lot of different diets, like gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, and eat super healthy. I don't eat baked gluten-free stuff. A lot of keto and rice to supplement carbs and stuff. And constantly gaining weight. I don't have a thyroid problem. I just had it checked. I have a small case of hypoglycemia. I do have some food allergies. Nothing major, just kind of sensitive. So just wondering if I can get some advice on that. I've been struggling with this for at least like 10 years. I'm 25 now. So, yeah, it would be really great if I could get some answers. I'm really frustrated and confused.
I'm sure. Yeah, the thing is, Jenny, the thing is this. You have to look at when you've got multiple conditions going on like that. To get to the root cause, you usually got to step back and say, okay, what are the nutritional deficiencies? Like where did the body start breaking down in the first place, especially because you're 25? And that's a big deal within itself. So it's figuring out, okay, you always start with the digestive tract. Everything starts there, right? Power's in the foods that you eat. All of that is vitally important. So the foods that we eat every single day, they matter. They make the difference. And they play the role. So you want to get down and figure that out. So I get some testing done with your physician to check. You want to eat in a way that cuts out a lot of the inflammatory pieces. So things like, and again, things that are not so much evidence-based that some doctors won't really agree with, but things like yeast and fungal issues that can build up from eating too much sugar or too much bread or too much pasta. It just happens. It can build up in the gut. And so by eating the right kind of foods for a period of time, it can clear those out and it can really help. So I would look at that piece first. And then the other thing is getting that blood work done, getting some lab work done to check the different and have them run where it bases more on nutritional deficiencies, where they can see the different nutritional levels in the body. You've got to look at the regular labs first, of course. But then they can do things also like saliva testing. They can check for adrenal dysfunction. The adrenals are the body's stress glands, and if they're not working right, I mean, nothing's going to work right, for the most part. I mean, you'll be your body will be in a weakened state where it's not going to work that great. But I would also, overall, even things like stool samples, things that nobody would really think to check, I would get all that done so they can take a look and get a good comprehensive approach to where you really are. Because that's a lot of different things and variables. And usually once you do all those tests, it's like connecting the dots. And a great clinician can get in there and go, okay, well, this is affecting this. And they really understand the physiology. They'll get all that. They can tie it together and put it together, and it can make a difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. And we're here for you each and every day. Kelly in Arkansas, I'm obese, she says, type 2 diabetic, and have recurring kidney stones. So what can I do? All right, so for the kidney stones, a couple things. If you have them over and over and over again, it's a little bit of a key, something might be going on, right? So there's an acid called oxalic acid. And the oxalic acid is found in dark leafy greens, especially like spinach, And if you have a hard time breaking down oxalic acid, if you eat a lot of spinach, a lot of dark greens, then your body's going to struggle to break that down. That's how a lot of the kidney stones can form. They calcify. So if you have low vitamin D, high calcium, and eat a lot of oxalate-based foods, you can make those stones. Okay? So you might want to check into your diet just a little bit. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor. doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
On-Call Radio, and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
You haven't found a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, you can easily find someone to take you. We've got a team member that can easily help. Just give us a call, 888-283-7272. So lowering blood pressure is a big deal. It's one of those topics that affects many, many Americans and those around the world. But there's a really cool alternative type treatment that might even be in your local gym that can help outside of the exercise equipment and the cardio equipment. But there's a great system called a sauna. And you probably walk right by it, see it, and don't really get into it that much. But studies showing more than 1,600 middle-aged men in Finland said researchers found that those who took sauna baths 4 to 7 times a week cut the risk of high blood pressure in half compared to once-a-week sauna bathers. So sauna bathing may decrease systemic blood pressure through different biological mechanisms. And a professor at the University of Eastern Finland said in the sauna, your body temperature rises, widening the blood vessels. And over time, this appears to improve the function of the inner inside layer of the blood vessels. The researchers explained sauna baths also remove fluid from the body through sweating, and it relaxes the body and mind, the researchers added. So the research team used the data from follow-up on the men over age 22 during that time and found that it was about a 46% drop, so almost half overall. So think about that. Think about adding in sauna. I really like the red light saunas. They're great. Think about adding that in on a regular basis and what that can do for your overall health. Pretty amazing. So easy to do and really doesn't cost anything. A lot of times it's at a local gym. Many gyms have them now. Hotels have them. So when you're checked into a hotel, you should ask if they have a sauna. So very, very popular. 888-283-7272. Let's get on the phones and go to Abe. Hello, Abe.
I have high eye pressure. No other health ailments, blood pressures or glucose or anything, but I have high eye pressure, but yet 20/20 vision. And the only way I know to keep that pressure in a safer range is eye drops, and I want to get off them. I take one drop in my left eye, which has 20/20 vision. I don't know if anybody on the planet that knows of a way to get off those drops, but I'm willing to listen.
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, the miracles of medicine are in the middle, are in really happening right now. I'm amazed at what I'm seeing now in some of the research. But outside of keeping inflammation down through your daily lifestyle habits, which it sounds like you're in that path, which is good. One of the things is making sure you're doing an anti-inflammatory-based diet. Believe it or not, I think that's the core for many of the things that go on. I mean, eating equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then healthy fats, your almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of that is vital for your body to have everything that it needs. And then once you have that foundation set, and once that's working well, then you can build another game plan. And I would look into this, okay, for that type of issue. You want to get a consultation with someone that's doing stem cell therapy. At least go look into it. Stem cell therapy is for repair and regeneration, even within the eyes, okay? They're doing it now with macular degeneration, glaucoma. It's amazing. the results that they're getting. Okay, and there's different types of stem cells. Okay, there's mesenchymal stem cells, which are the ones that they're typically using. You get those from the bone marrow, from the fat tissue, from amniotic fluid, from the cord of a mother. So those are multiple areas where they get the mesenchymal stem cells. And there's the embryonic stem cells, which, of course, have been said to not be used in the U.S. for a variety of reasons. So the mesenchymal stem cells are the ones that they're using therapeutically now in clinic settings. And it's regenerating, repairing, regenerating cartilage, muscle tissue, connective tissue. It's amazing at what stem cell therapy is doing now. So I would definitely get a consultation. Talk to someone that is skilled in this area that is doing stem cell therapy and really look into that as a viable option to get you in a better position. Because you don't need to be stuck where you are. You really want to get to a place where you can do well. And the stem cell therapy is a great way to do that. So I would check in. If you need help, just give us a call. Our team members can help you find somebody in a particular area. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. We're here for you each and every day to take you from where you are to where you need to be. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices we make every single day, they matter. They really do. You don't have to be stuck where you are. We want to see you do well, that's for sure. Our lifestyle providers can help, so make sure to give us a call. Chandra in North Carolina says, I have a wound that's not healing in my left foot, middle toe. The scab grows from about the size end of a cigarette to the size of a quarter. It kind of goes back and forth. I went to see the doctor. He said to soak it in Epsom salts, but it's still not healing. I went to a vascular surgeon, more tests done, and they said that circulation's the issue. I'm 73 and had a stroke when I was 56 on my left side. I don't smoke. What can I do? All right, so if it is a circulation issue, variety of things you can look at. But for circulation, there is, especially when vessels are involved at any level, there's a root, and it's actually a leaf off of a root called rutin, R-U-T-I-N. Many studies have been done on this. Harvard has done some massive studies on it to find that it's an invaluable in wound healing. Comfrey is another natural ingredient that you can use, and they make it in supplement form, paste, liquids, but comfrey is really great for wound healing in that regard as well. But you definitely need to have a good set of physicians or providers that are helping you walk through that. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, John Garrison, our engineer, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well. For diagnosing hope, one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.